Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a jungle and old school drum and bass pad that feels alive, slightly swung, and full of atmosphere, using Ableton Live 12 and the Groove Pool. Now, pads in jungle are not just pretty background chords. They do a lot more than that. They create space, tension, emotion, and movement behind the drums and bass. The big challenge is making the pad feel rhythmic and human, without smearing the breakbeat or fighting the sub. So the goal here is simple. Make a dark, wide pad that breathes with the groove, sits nicely around the drums, and brings that classic old-school vibe. First, load up a MIDI track and choose a stuff synth. Wave Eatable is a great choice if you want something smooth and modern. Analog is brilliant if you want a warmer, more classic texture. For this lesson, either one works perfectly. If you're using Wave Eatable, start with a saw wave on oscillator 1. Then add a second oscillator with another saw or a triangle, and attune it slightly. Keep the unison modest, maybe 2 to 4 voices, then use a low-pass filter and bring the cutoff down so the sound is soft rather than bright. On the amp envelope, set a slower attack, medium decay, fairly high sustain, and a long release. Think in terms of seconds, not milliseconds. You want the pad to bloom, not hit. If you're using analog, go for a similar idea. Saw on oscillator 1, square or triangle on oscillator 2, slight attune, low-pass filter, slow attack. Long release. The target here is not an aggressive modern EDM pad. We want something hazy, moody, and a little unstable, like it could have come from an old sampler or a dusty synth rack. Now write a simple chord progression. Keep it beginner-friendly and keep it emotional. In jungle and DNB, simple often works best. A really solid starting point is M7, Fmaj 7, Gsus 2, M7 across 4 bars. If you want something even darker and more stripped back, you could use M, G, F, G. The main idea is to avoid overcomplicating it. Long overlapping notes work really well here, because they help the pad feel continuous and smooth. Once the notes are in, it's time to shape the sound so it sits in the mix. Put an EQ 8 on the channel and clean up the low end. High pass the pad somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on how thick it is and how much bass is already in the track. If the pad is muddy, make a gentle cut somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz. And if it gets harsh, especially in the upper mids, reduce a bit between 2 and 5 kHz. After that, add chorus ensemble. This is one of the easiest ways to get that cloudy, moving jungle atmosphere. Keep the rate slow, the amount moderate, and the mix somewhere around 15 to 40%. You want width and motion, but you don't want the pad to become a huge washed-out mess. Then add reverb. You can use reverb or hybrid reverb, whichever you prefer. Set a reasonably long decay, maybe 3 to 8 seconds, but keep it controlled with a bit of pre-delay, around 10 to 30 milliseconds. Also make sure the reverb is filtered. Roll off some low end in the reverb, and tame the top if needed. A big mistake beginners make is letting the reverb flood the whole mix. That sounds huge in solo, but in context it can swallow the drums. If the stereo image feels too wide or messy, use utility to pull it in a little. A pad can be wide, but it should still behave, and always check mono compatibility. If the sound disappears or gets weird in mono, it's too wide or too facey. Now for the key part, the groove pool. This is where the pad gets that little human lean that works so well for jungle and old school DNB. The idea is not to quantize everything perfectly. In fact, that can make the pad feel too house-like, too clean, too flat. We want a slight push and pull, something that feels like it's moving with the break. To get a groove, drag in a drum loop, an amen break, or even a shuffled percussion loop. Right-click the clip and choose Extract Groove. Then open the groove pool. If you've got a nice old break, that groove will already have a natural bounce that suits the style really well. Now apply that groove to your pad MIDI clip. Start subtle. A really good beginner setting is around 30 to 35% timing, about 5% random, and maybe 10% velocity if you want a little extra dynamics. The most important thing is not to overdo it. Groove should feel like a nudge, not a correction. If you can clearly hear the timing getting bent around, it's probably too strong. Listen to the pad against the drum loop. This is important. Don't spend too long making it sound good in solo. Jungle is all about context. A pad can sound beautiful alone and then become cloudy and awkward once the break and sub are playing. So check it early with the full rhythm section. If the pad feels too exact on the grid, it will sound stiff. If it's too late, it can feel lazy and draggy. That sweet spot is usually slightly behind the drums for atmosphere, or slightly ahead for tension. Use your ears and trust the feel. Now let's make the pad interact with the drums properly. In DNB, The drums and bass are the lead characters. The pad is there to support the mood, not compete for attention. So if the pad is masking the snare or clouding the sub, back it off. A good trick is sidechain compression. Put a compressor on the pad and sidechain it from the kick or drum bus. Keep the attack fairly quick, the release somewhere around 80 to 250 milliseconds, and use a gentle ratio, maybe 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. You only want a little ducking, just enough for the drums to breathe. You can also use automation to add more life. Automate filter cutoff, reverb amount, chorus amount, volume, or stereo width. For example, in a 16-bar intro, you could keep the filter fairly closed at first, then slowly open it, then add more reverb before the drop, and then pull it back again to create tension. That kind of movement is classic jungle atmosphere. If you want a darker, older, more authentic tone, you can add a little saturator with soft clip-on and just a small amount of drive, maybe 1 to 3 dB. You could also use Redux very lightly if you want a rougher sampler-style texture, but be careful, because too much can make the pad brittle. One nice advanced trick is to layer a low drone underneath the pad. Use a sine, triangle, or filtered saw, and just hold the root note or fifth quietly underneath. This adds weight without cluttering the harmony. Another great move is to resample the pad once it sounds good. Freeze it, flatten it, or record it to audio. Then you can chop it, reverse little sections, warp it, or add new movement afterwards. That is very much in the spirit of jungle production. Here's a really simple practice exercise. Create a pad using Waveatable or analog. Program the progression M7, FMAJ 7, GSUS 2, M7. Add EQ 8, chorus ensemble, reverb, and utility. Then extract a groove from an amen break or drum loop and apply it to the pad clip. Set the groove pool around 30% timing, 5% random, and 10% velocity. Loop that against a drum break and a sub bass. Then automate the filter to open in bar 3 and increase reverb in bar 4. If you do that carefully, the pad should feel emotional, off-grid in a tasteful way, and supportive of the groove rather than fighting it. So the big takeaway is this. In jungle and old-school DNB, a pad is not just harmony. It's atmosphere that moves with the rhythm. Build it simple. Keep the low end clean. Use the groove pool to give it a human swing and shape it with EQ, chorus, reverb, sidechain, and automation. That's the core workflow. And once you get comfortable with it, you can start making the pad do even more. Different groove feels for different sections, layered versions, chopped resamples, and darker intro textures. If you want, next we can build a full Ableton rack for this sound, or I can give you an 8-bar intro arrangement with breakbeat, sub, pad, and FX all mapped out.